nonprofit event you'd like to mention, email the information 2 weeks in advance to WRDN1430@gmail.com.
Got told that'd be all right. Yeah, that'd be all right. Yeah, that'd be all right. If everybody everywhere had a lighter load to bear and a little bigger piece of the pie, we'd be living us a pretty good life. That'd be all right.
Country 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durant, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durant.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. From San Francisco to L.A., millions of Californians are waking up to flood watches as the state braces for the second of two back-to-back atmospheric river storm systems. ABC's Rob Marciano is in Santa Barbara this morning.
The rain with this system is already hitting Northern California. It is on our doorstep. The winds obviously are picking up as well. We've got high wind warnings up, but that's going to push some of this surf up, too. So this atmospheric river really going to thrash this state over the next 2 days with potentially damaging impacts.
U.S. officials confirm that U.S. and British forces, supported by six other countries, have unleashed a new large-scale attack on Houthi targets in Yemen. U.S. officials saying they targeted deeply buried weapon storage facilities and air defense systems there in Yemen. Attacks launched from that country have been disrupting shipping in the Red Sea and Gulf of Aden. Intense forest fires burning around a densely populated area of central Chile have caused about 51 deaths, say officials there. This is ABC News. And all eyes on the Grammys, where women could make history on music's biggest night. Taylor Swift could win her first Record of the Year award with Anti-Hero, while Miley Cyrus, nominated for 6 awards, could take home her first ever. SZA, who received the most nominations with 9, could be the first black woman in 25 years to win the Grammy for Best Album for SOS. Lauryn Hill won it for The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill back in 1999. Republican presidential hopeful Nikki Haley making a surprise appearance on Saturday Night Live last night and taking a jab at the ages of the Republican and Democratic frontrunners during the show's open as she taunted James Austin Johnson's Donald Trump.
Nikki, don't lose that number. Nikki Haley, Joel Osment. Nikki Haley, Joel Osment, we call her. 6 cents, remember that one? I see dead people.
Yeah, that's what voters will say if they see you and Joe on the ballot.
Oh, that's not very nice, Nikki.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure that you'll get your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
And Jackson Hewitt also guarantees the accuracy of your return for life. So don't just sit there. For your biggest refund guaranteed, walk into a Jackson Hewitt today and dance out Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Planning for retirement and your family's future should not keep you up at night. I'm Tyler Schroyer of Heike Wealth Management. From Roth IRAs and 401k rollovers to life insurance needs and purchasing CDs, I strive to add value to your financial and retirement picture. Visit HeikeWealthManagement.com or stop at my office on 3rd Avenue West in Duran to schedule an appointment. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance offered through Heike Wealth Management, LLC, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some fog and some clouds to begin your day. Eventually, skies turning partly cloudy. Our highs reaching the upper 40s. In the overnight, upper 20s and mostly clear skies. On Monday, we'll see more clouds on the way. Upper 40s in the late afternoon. Are you behind on tax payments? Call Tax Solutions now for help. 800-281-8193. Right now, it's 25.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Phone rings, baby cries, TV diet gulas. Good morning, honey. Go to work, make up, try to keep the balance up between love and money. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. She's an American girl. An American girl. Slow dance, second chance, mama needs romance and a living man.
Calgary Radio Seminar announced that Kane Brown will be the recipient of the 2024 CRV Artist Humanitarian Award. He spends a lot of time helping Boys and Girls Club of America and other programs as well, so congrats to him. He's going to receive that honor on February 29th.
I can see you by the bar, skinny margarita with a broken heart. So I slid over like a steel guitar. We started talking till I saw your boots bounce to the beat. You said, do you dance, want to dance with me? Next thing I know, I started to think that we might be on to something. You're putting on a show, no need to take it slow. There's something here I know. I can feel it in the air, feel it in the whiskey in my hand and your hips. Your body tells me when you start to dance, maybe this is turning to a
listening to Real Country 1430. We knew you'd take the bait.
We had to break it all down.
and good-hearted women. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
She left without leaving a number. Said she needed to clear her mind. He figured she'd gone back to Austin, 'cause she talked about it all the time. It was almost a year before she called him up. Three rings and an answering machine is what she got. If you're calling about the car I sold it, if this is Tuesday night, I'm bowling. If you got something to sell, you're wasting your time. I'm not buying. If it's anybody else, wait for the tone. You know what to do. And P.S., if this is Austin, I still love you. The telephone fell to the counter. She heard, but she couldn't believe. What kind of man would hang on that long? What kind of love that must be? She waited 3 days. Tried again. She didn't know what she'd say, but she heard three rings and then. If it's Friday night, I'm at the ball game, and first thing Saturday, if it don't rain, I'm headed out to the lake, and I'll be gone all weekend long. But I'll call you back when I Sunday afternoon. P.S., if this is Austin, I still love you. Well, this time she left her number, but not another word. Then she waited by the phone on Sunday evening, and this is what he. If you're calling about my heart, it's still yours. I should have listened to it a little more. Then it wouldn't have taken me so long to know where I belong. And by the way, boy, this is no machine you're talking to. Can't you tell this is Austin?
From Blake Shelton. Happy Sunday. Glad you're with us. If you're looking for something to celebrate today, this is National Creative Vacuum Day, National Hemp Day, National Homemade Soup Day, National Stuffed Mushroom Day, National Thank a Mailman Day, and USO Day.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, it's 2024 and time to get a new vehicle for the new year. Tell us about it.
Well, I don't know where 2023 went, but 2024 is here, and now's the time to get yourself a nice new or used vehicle to go on vacation, to go to grandma's house. So we've got a great selection of new cars. We've got new Broncos in stock. We've got new pickups in stock, and we've got a great selection of used cars, factory program cars. We've got Edges, Explorers in stock. So come and see us, folks. Tom Heffernan, Tom Heffernan Ford, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota.
Visit O'Galley Cheese for many locally sourced food items, including O'Galley's own award-winning Parmesan and Asiago cheeses and homemade squeaky fresh cheese curds made with milk from our local dairy farms. O'Galley Cheese also offers a variety of locally made brats, specialty popcorn, and delicious cheesecakes. Need a quick and easy dinner for the family? Pick up a handmade pizza from the O'Galley Cheese Factory Store. Family-owned and operated for over 75 years, O'Galley Cheese Factory Store opens 7 days a week, 2 miles north of Durand on Highway 25.
The Pepin County Health Department provides confidential reproductive health and family planning services here in Durand. Services include birth control methods and supplies, routine preventative exams, cervical cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, emergency contraception, and pregnancy testing. All are available at low or no cost to you. Whatever your situation, the Pepin County Health Department is here to help you. Call or text 715-279-3241 for more information or to set up an appointment.
Nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
And some Frank's Red Hot.
Nah.
You're just gonna eat these boring nachos with no flavor. Frank it up! Frank it up! This guy finally gets it.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Hi, I'm Jade, and the little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit is the savoriness of the sausage, the fluffiness of the egg, and the butteriness of the biscuit. It's amazing. The perfect start to my day.
Hi, everyone. It's Justin. A little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit is the fluffy egg, the melted cheese, and the sizzling sausage. It's the start to your morning that you didn't know you need.
Order a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit and Simply Orange Juice on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
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 Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code GIFT for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code GIFT.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It was right after senior year, just before the summer disappeared. We went around. Being
Winnikins keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It's 8:30. You're listening to Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Time now for Strength for Today, a Bible teaching message and ministry from Pastor Doug Vick of the First Baptist Church of Duran.
Welcome to our WRDN radio audience. We're here at First Baptist of Duran, and we have come to the teaching segment of our worship service. And we're looking at 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 13 through 25. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 13 through 25. And I'll begin reading with verse 13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy. And if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons judges according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word by which the gospel is preached unto you. Father, thank you for this epistle. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to us through your primary spokesman, the Apostle Peter. We pray, Father, that as we follow you and as we seek to live up our life for you, that we would pattern our life after this book, for we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Well, in our introduction here, we have verse 13 says, "Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind." And number one under our introduction says, "Tucking the hem of a person's robe under their belt was an ancient way of preparing for action." And Peter applies that act to the way believers are to think and to act at all times, but especially under persecution. So our study this morning is going to highlight six types of behavior that you should exhibit, that I should exhibit, if we have girded up the loins of our mind and are ready for service and action in the face of opposition. So what are some of these behaviors that will be evident in our life as we seek to follow the word of God? Well, the first one right here in verse 13 is be sober. He says in verse 13, "Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober." And this is not a reference to literal drunkenness, but it is a reference to spiritual self-control. And it's a way of saying, don't be intoxicated with the world's way of thinking, especially when you're under pressure and especially under stress. And we have said before that the readers that Peter addressed were about to experience a firestorm of persecution through the Emperor Nero. So one of the mandates that comes out of Peter's lips and onto this epistle is, Bible believers, be sober. Don't be intoxicated with the world's way of thinking. One person has said this, that the world is on an intellectual rampage against the truth of God's word. Rationalism has replaced revelation. Compromise wars against convictions. And acceptance with man is elevated above acceptance with God. So there's this tendency and there's this influence to set aside what we know is right to please man. And Peter says, don't slump. He says, don't panic. Keep clarity of mind. Don't be rattled. Don't be confused. Be composed. Be cool. Be calm. Manage your heart and manage your mind. Keep a sound appraisal of what is happening around you. There is an evil influence in this world, and it's an anti-God atmosphere. And it always says, come with us, come with us, come with us. And God says, come out from among them and be ye separate. Don't be spiritually intoxicated by what is happening with so many others. Be sober. Second of all, he says, in verse 13, hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Hope continually. Hope continually. When Jesus Christ returns, the rapture,
we're going to have plenty of grace. And we will be taken out of this world. And we will have a brand new body. But don't falter when things are not going right for you. Hope to the end. William Barclay, the Scottish theologian that we have quoted before, he said there were three characteristics of the Christless life in the first century, just as there are three characteristics of the Christless life in this century. He says, first of all, he says, a Christless life is a life of ignorance. Plato said this, it is hard to investigate and to find the framer and the father of the universe. And if one did find him, it would be impossible to express him in terms which all could understand. Now, the ancient world did believe in God or gods, but to them, God was unknowable. And you and I know what the word agnostic means. It means not able to know. And so people says, yes, there is a supreme one, but we're not able to know him. But you know, without Christ, God is a mystery. Without Christ, God is a question mark. The Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 18, no man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. Now, Jesus not only came from heaven, but he came from the chest of God himself. He knows the Father intimately. And the Bible says when he came from heaven, he has declared who the Father is. We can know God. Now, a Christless life is a life of ignorance. Second of all, it is a life dominated by desire. The Emperor Vitellius once hosted a banquet that provided 2,000 fish and 7,000 birds for his guests. Can you imagine a feast like that? Barclay goes on to say that it was a world whose aim was to find newer and wilder ways of gratifying its lust. A world without Christ is a world dominated by desire. And then third, he says, it is a life that is characterized by futility. The Roman writer Catullus said this, suns can rise and set again, but once our brief light is dead, there is nothing left but one long night from which we shall never awake. Now, Proverbs 4:18 says just the opposite. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. It gets better and better. And we have more and more light as we continue to follow Christ. So we're told right here that we are to hope to the end, in spite of many times, it seems, insurmountable difficulties. Complete deliverance will come. We have said just a few minutes prior to our service here that Peter is called the Apostle of Hope. And this epistle is called the Epistle of Hope. And we have a continual hope that the Lord wants us to stake our life on. For the fill in the blank here for your bulletin here, hope is a believer's attitude about the future. Hope is a believer's attitude about the future. Faith is a believer's attitude in the present. But hope is a believer's attitude about the future. And I have a quote here from Warren Wiersbe. Just as an engaged couple makes all their plans in light of their future wedding, so a Christian should live today with the expectation of Jesus Christ, seeing Christ. He is the blessed hope, as the scripture declares. So we're to be sober. We're to hope to the end. This is if we have the loins of our mind girded up, and we have no loose garments hanging that can trip us up spiritually. Now, the third thing that Peter tells us is we are to refuse their former life. We are to refuse our former life. It says in verse 14, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance. You know, under pressure, there is the temptation to return to our old way of finding comfort, is there not? There's a way in which we try to medicate when we hurt, either mentally or emotionally, or even sometimes physically. And there's that temptation to go back to the way we used to solve our problems. There's a temptation to go back to the way we used to find comfort when things were not going right for us. And Peter warns us, he says, as obedient children, don't fashion yourselves according to the former way in which you lived. Now I want you to take your Bible and turn to Matthew chapter 26. Matthew chapter 26, please. Because the writer illustrates from his own life what he means by not going back to your former lusts. Do you remember in Matthew chapter 26 when Jesus is arrested and Peter is outside in the courtyard of Caiaphas and Jesus is being interviewed by Caiaphas and then Annas? And note what happened. It says in verse 69, now Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, thou also wast with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. Peter's going back to his former lust. He's lying. And then it says in verse 71, and when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him and said unto them that were with him, this fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. Verse 72. And again he denied with an oath this time, a stronger denial. He's going back to the way he used to live, fashioning himself according to his former lusts. And then it says in verse 73, and after a while came unto him, they stood by and said to Peter, surely thou art one of them, for thy speech betrayeth thee. Then he began to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crowed. The third way he went back into his former lifestyle is by swearing. When the pressure comes, there's the temptation there to go back to the way we used to handle our problems. And Peter, a living example, tells us, don't do that. I did that the night in which I betrayed Christ. Don't you do that as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to your former lust in your ignorance. Remember what Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10. Timothy, he said, I'm in prison now, and this is his second imprisonment, and he's not going to come out alive. 2 Timothy chapter 4, 10. You know what he said? He says, Demeth hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. Pressure is there. The persecution is there. It gets tough to live for Christ. And Demas bails, fashioning himself according to your former lusts. Be on your guard is what Peter is telling us. Don't go in that direction. What direction? I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, Romans 12, 1 and 2, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Our comfort comes now from the Holy Spirit. Our comfort comes now from the promises of God. Our comfort comes now from prayer and the fellowship that we're able to draw one from another. He says, but don't go back. Don't go back. And those that have the loins of their mind girded up have discernment. No matter how rough it gets, I'm not going back to my former life. I'm going to stick with Christ, and I don't know how this is going to turn out, but it's going to be Christ and Christ for me. And then I want you to see something else, he says in verse 15 and 16 here. But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation or lifestyle. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Now, this is the fourth thing he tells us we need to do, the fourth type of behavior we're to have, and that is we are to be holy. You and I have studied this before, but we know that out of the many attributes of God, holiness is God's chief attribute. It is his separateness. It is his purity. It is his transcendence, far different from this polluted, defiled world. And Peter reminds us, he says, be holy. Holiness is God's chief attribute. And it is commanded of us in Leviticus chapter 11. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy, as it says in verse 16 right here. So holiness should be our number one goal in life. Yesterday I had a funeral for a friend that passed away. Met him over 42, 43 years ago. Came to Christ. He and his wife began to live for the Lord, and it was a terrific time. It was in a little town north of Spring Valley by at least an hour, a town of Reeve. And I haven't been up to Reeve in over 30 years. And so I had met with the family, my wife and I had met with the family a couple days prior to the funeral. And the visitation was from 9 to 11 at the Reeve Church. And I told the family, I says, I won't be there probably till 10. And they said, well, that's all right. So Sharon was sick yesterday, could not go with me. So I asked her, would you do a printout on Google to help me to find the little town of Reeve? And man, it's in the wilderness, I'll tell you that. So she does this printout for me. I get in the car. I go about 30 miles north. And I know my way because we used to live in Woodville. Then I get past Forest, and I'm looking for this road on the Google printout, and I can't find it. So I turn around, and I go another mile or two in the opposite direction. I still can't find it. So I take a guess and say, it's got to be headed in the north. And so I follow that for about 30 miles, and I'm supposed to come to an avenue, 30th Avenue. There's no 30th Avenue. But the road does T. And then I end up going west, and I'm coming close to Clear Lake. And I pull off to the side, and I don't know where I'm at. And then I pull out the paper again. I go into Clear Lake, and there's the address, 250 2nd Avenue. Clear Lake, okay. I'm here. I find 2nd Avenue, I find 250th. You now have arrived at your destination. There's a blue residential house that I'm looking at. Google failed me. And now I'm looking at my clock. I had left with plenty of time. I had a good margin. And I called Sharon and I said, this is not right. And then I'm going down the street there, and there's a man with his wife walking in front of the post office. I roll my window down. I says, can you tell me where Reeve is? He says, yes, get on Highway 8A and follow it for about 8 or 9 miles. And so I do that. And I find the church. The parking lot is full. And I walk in about 4 minutes to 11. I walk up to the front, say hi to the family, and then next thing you know, we start the service. And by God's grace, it went well. Great fellowship, opportunity to teach the Word of God, to see old friends. Afterwards, we have a fellowship meal downstairs. And that's to be followed by a committal service. And as I finished eating, a nice lady, the funeral director, walks up to me, blonde hair, attractive face, nice figure. Now, I'm not blind. I have to wear glasses, but I can see. And she says to me, would you like to ride with me to the cemetery? Now, I'm in the middle of nowhere. I don't know where this cemetery is. And I think to myself, the fiasco that I have gone through trying to get to this church, maybe I should do that. And I pause, and then I say, no, thank you. I'll find it. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians, the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22, abstain from all appearance of evil. And with privilege comes responsibility. You might not be a pastor and you might not be a missionary, but if you know the Lord, you've got to watch your walk carefully, just as I have to watch my walk too. What is acceptable to the world is many times questionable in God's eyes. And I don't want to say anything derogatory about this lady and her offer, which was out of kindness, but I have a set of standards that is different from that which the world has. And the scripture says, avoid all appearance of evil. Amen. What is right for you may not be right for me. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, the Bible says. But I'm telling you, right then and there, I had a line that was in front of me, and I'm glad I did not cross it. The Bible says, be holy. And that means that we are to be separate from sin and questionable things. And so we are different, but we're not necessarily odd. And so we are told right here to be holy. Third of all, we are to live in the fear of God, 17 through 21. He says, and if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons judges according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. For as much as you know that you are not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. All right, if we're living prepared for opposition, if we're living with the loins of our mind girded up, we are living in the fear of God. Number five, we are living in the fear of God. And underneath that, we have a subpoint. Be in awe of what our relationship cost him. Be in awe of what our relationship cost him. It says, for as much as you know that you are not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold. I asked Sharon to check on her smartphone yesterday. What does an ounce of gold go for today? Yesterday, it was going for $2,018.49. My, that's pretty pricey. But we've got something even pricier. That's the precious blood of Jesus. And you know what? It doesn't matter how much gold you have, if your sins have not been forgiven and if you have not been washed with the blood of Jesus Christ, there is no entrance into heaven, because without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins, the Bible tells us. Oh, my friend, we are to live in the fear of God, to be in awe of what our relationship cost him. It cost God his own son. But second of all, we are to be in awe of when God devised his plan for us. We are to be in awe of when God devised. The Bible tells us when it was devised. Who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world. You see, the cross was in God's mind before Genesis 1:1. You see, the foreordained death of Christ was not a 911 call for an unforeseen emergency. I don't understand how it all works together, but God had pre-planned a way for you and I to have this relationship with him even before he spoke heaven and earth into existence, even before he created Adam out of the dust of the earth. And we should live in fear as we sojourn, as we go through this life, fear of God, fear of offending him. You know what? We ought to be afraid of seeing something we ought not to see. We ought to be afraid of hearing something we ought not to hear. We ought to be afraid of sinning against God. Oh, Pastor, you don't know what's going on. You remember a number of years ago, there was a brand of clothes that came out that said, no fear. That was a badge of the world. I'm not afraid of anybody. I can go any place. I can do it. My friend, we ought to fear God. We ought to fear sin. And we ought to love God with all our heart and with all our mind. And then we're coming to a close right here. Number six, gird up the loins of your mind. What does that look like? It means to love one another fervently. Love one another fervently. Verse 22, it says, seeing ye have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned or unhypocritical love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. You know what happens? Under stress, there's the temptation to selfishly forget the needs of others. Under stress, there is that temptation to live selfishly, forgetting the needs of others. And persecution comes, and Peter says, don't do that. Love one another even more fervently than what you do right now. And both types of love are expressed here. Love of the brethren, that's the phileo love, and then the latter part of verse 22, see that you love one another fervently. That's the agape love, both kinds of love. And the scripture tells us in 1 John chapter 3, verse 14, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. And Jesus said in John 13, 35, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you have love one to another. And then he goes on and he quotes here, verse 23, being born again, not of corruptible seed. And then he quotes from Isaiah, verse 24, for all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of grass. The grass withers and the flower there falls away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. This is the word by which the gospel is preached unto you. You know, we're not saved by reading Robert Frost. We're not saved by reading Ogden Nash. We're not saved by reading Dickens. We're saved by the incorruptible Word of God, by this book, which is a living book. And we need to spend our time in awe of who this God is, and our goal ought to be to love one another fervently. Brother Rick is in the rehab center there in Osseo. Please give him a call this week. Send him a text if you don't feel comfortable just giving him a call. Say, hey, thinking about you, praying for you. Let him know that he is still a part of who we are here at First Baptist in Duran. Now, Peter had been told how he would die. Do you remember that? And the shores